here on the Water Podcast, number 52, Outtake. I said something that got Jelko a little bit excited regarding recorders and recording playback. So I thought I would add this back in as a little extra something.
Can I say something about that? I personally feel like recorders can help somebody learn something about what's being recorded, but I don't think they provide any use. There's no value in terms of having product, having something that you can use later. It's more, it could help you in a learning process. And it turns out that there's other tools that will also do some of the same things, such as retrieve a lot of object types on a page so that you can learn more about what's on the page, or things like that. So there's other ways to do that.
Yes, and I think they are more harm than good. There's no way in recorders. There are, certainly is. I don't think Selenium would be this big and this popular if it didn't have a recorder. And I think when we were on a Selenium conference in San Francisco last year, or when it was, I think last year, so they said they really got big when they added recorder to the project. And I guess it helped the project itself. But I've heard so many horror stories about people using recorders like as the only way of creating test automation. Blog post in my blog comparing some other stuff to recorders, so just Google for Dragon on my blog. Well, Google search for Dragon and you'll find the blog post, and I another comparison of recorders. It's so with a recorder, it's like learning your kid to ride a bike with training wheels. Is that the correct word?
So, yes.
So you can. So there's two ways to learn a kid to ride a bike. So just give him a bike or her a bike, and the kid will fall a few times, I guess, but they will learn how to ride a bike. And there's another way you can provide training wheels, and so there's no chance of kid falling, or at least the chance is really, really smaller. And you have one training wheel, and after more while you take the other one, and kid learns how to keep balance and learns how to do it. There's, as with riding bike, with test automation, the problem there is it's not one thing that you're learning. As I do a lot of water sport, and I see people like having problems with water, but the problem is not in water. The problem is they don't know HTML, they don't know how browsers work, they don't know what JavaScript or CSS are, and stuff like that. So. The problem there, the recorder will help like learn test automation, because there's a ton of stuff to learn. Like with weld development, the same thing is with test automation. You have to learn a lot of technologies and stuff. You have to know operating systems and browsers and all these web technologies. And so to get back. My comparison with riding a bike. So riding a bike is also complicated. It's actually two stuff. It's two things. It's not one thing. It's not you get on a bike and you ride it. One thing is learning to keep a balance. Another thing is a pedal. Is that the correct word?
Yes, pedal.
So trying to coordinate your legs to move the bike forward while keeping a balance. And that's hard to do. And that's why kids fall. So there's another way. So there's a third way to learn a kid to ride a bike. You get those bikes without pedals. So the kid is standing there and pushing the bike with the feet. And that's what we did with our kid. And you'll be surprised. Kids get balance really quickly. Like I don't think he fell once. just because you've split the problem into, like, you've split this complicated thing of riding a bike into two problems, like learning to keep a balance. Because, like, if you push by your feet, that's something you, like, the kids knows with about 2 or 3 years old. And keeping a balance on a bike is something they learn pretty fast. And then when they know how to keep a balance, you get them a bike with pedals. And then they decide, like pushing your legs in this strange way to keep you moving forward. But they already know how to keep a balance.
That's true, because the training wheels are counterintuitive to balancing into the way that you have to lean on a bicycle. It's almost like you lean out to turn on with training wheels, whereas without the training wheels, you lean in to turn.
Well, yeah, the training wheels actually could be counterproductive because, like, the balance is not a problem here. Like, kids know balance. Like, as I saw with our kid, like with 2 or 3 years, then they pretty much know how to keep balance on a bike. The problem is, like, learning two things at once, and that's, like, to get back to test automation. That's the problem. Not that recorder will help you or not. Like, it could help, but the problem is you're learning too much stuff at once. HTML and the browsers and this Selenium thing and the code. Maybe people don't know how to code at all. So I don't know how to create branching and looping and water. Like, it's not water. It's a programming, like, construct that water is just library or Selenium or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
or classes and modules, etc.
Complicated. It's software development, and you have to learn version control and code reviews and this continuous integration. I said earlier today, like, there's this Jenkins thing that, like, watches your code and then pushes starts commits and sends you emails when you break something. And there's a lot of moving parts. And recorder is, it's just like harm than good, like, as training wheels. It's a solved problem. Like, there's a way for people to do good test automation without recorders, and kids learn, like, riding bike without training wheels. And but still people learning their kids to ride bike with training wheels, and there's still people learning how to do test automation with recorders. And I think they stay both training wheels and test and recorders. And it's a matter of choice. What I think is better.
Well, it was nice to have gotten to fire you up.
Just hear me about it after a few beers.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. Now I'm pretty polite.
So as you could hear, that was kind of fun. I'm sorry about the Skype quality there, but I didn't really feel like editing it, so because it's an outtake, I felt justified in leaving it as is. But I hope that was fun.